The following is a class given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on January 22, 1995 in Bangalore, Karnataka, India. The class was given during a Sunday feast.
We all know how in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Paritra naya sadhunam vinashaya chakuskritam dharma samstavanathaya sambhavami juge juge. That I come in this world to destroy the miscreants and to protect the devotees, to establish the religious principles. That I come in every age. Actually, the Lord is coming especially to give the blessings to His devotees. The religious principles are established by the Lord so that we can return to Him. This material world is a place for reformation. And as human beings, we can get reformed, get rehabilitated, and go back home, back to Godhead, to the spiritual world. This is the special gift of human life. Human life is gotten after much endeavor. We are gone to 84 lakh species of life. 8,400,000 species of life taking so many births. The Vedas also believe in evolution, but not in evolution of Darwin's theory, but in a spiritual evolution where Atma is going through the different species of life until we reach the human species. As a human being, Krishna gives us the free will, as Maharaj was discussing, His Holiness Bhagavad Swami. We have got the free will in order to engage ourselves in Lord Krishna's service. That is the most direct means of getting completely purified from the material contamination. By nature, we're all pure spirit souls. And the nature of the soul is to be anandamaya, to be filled with spiritual bliss and happiness. But in spite of that, in spite of our spiritual nature, we want to always be happy because it's our nature. We are forced to suffer the threefold miseries of material world, adi atmika, adi bhautika, and adi daivika. Pains from our own body and mind, miseries from other living entities like mosquitoes, other drivers on the street, buses, lorry drivers, and neighbors, angry dogs, and all kinds of other living entities who cause us trouble, even sometimes one's own relatives may cause one trouble, isn't it? So, then adi daivik means the kleshas which are coming from natural cause. In Japan, one of the richest countries in the world, they just suffered a massive earthquake in, what's the name of that city, Maharaj? Kobe. Maharaj personally went to Kobe. It's on the ocean. And over thousands of people perished in that destruction. It's beyond the control of man, these natural causes like earthquake, hurricane, cyclone, plague, anything else? Too much sun, too little sun, too much cold, and so many natural causes. Acts of God, as it's called. Volcano. In the Andaman Islands now, some volcanoes are beginning to erupt. So these are beyond the government can study, but they cannot get the volcano to stop erupting. It's beyond our control. That's why Adi Daivik, it's coming from some higher natural causes, some divine force of the devas. So, these three kinds of problems we're all facing in material life. But the spiritual world is known as Vaikuntha because there are no anxieties, there are no suffering there. None of these things exist there. Because there everyone is God conscious. Everyone is spiritually awakened. In this world, if we could awaken our spiritual consciousness, we would also become a transformed person. And we would qualify ourselves to leave this material atmosphere and go to the spiritual atmosphere, which we are hankering for. The free life and the free spirit, the divine, spiritual, unlimited bliss, this is what actually we are hankering for. We look for that in mundane activities, but we are not able to get the satisfaction that we are seeking. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he traveled here to South India, he traveled all over India, and he simply requested everyone to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He went to Andhra Pradesh by the Godavari River in a place called Purvadesh. And there, one Brahmana invited him to come to his house and take meals. So Lord Chaitanya accepted the prasadam at his house. in this respectable brahmana, since he was quite well-to-do, he said, my family, my kul, my wealth, my properties, all these things are not giving me happiness. I am suffering in so many anxieties. So I would like to leave all this. Join you. Then Lord Chaitanya said, don't ever say this again. Don't say this. I forbid you. Don't talk about leaving your family. Don't talk about these things. This is not the principle. You should stay in your house and practice Krishna consciousness. You should preach to your family members, your neighbors, your friends. You deliver this land. Make them Krishna conscious. In this way you'll get blessing of Krishna. Don't be a false renouncer. This is called Markat Vairagya. Someone wants to renounce everything like monkey. They think monkey is renounced because he said, no clothes, right? Monkey is sitting there. But anyone who studies the character of monkey knows they are not renounced. They are bogies. They are not yogis. They are simply enjoying fruits and so many things. So if we superficially and artificially, without preparing ourselves, if we just want to give up because we don't like the problem, problems will be there. This nature of material world. But we need to transcend the problem by purifying our consciousness. So Lord Chaitanya gave this order to that Kurma Desya Brahmana. Chari Dakum Tariko Vishnu Pradesh Amar Guru Vaya Taro Edesh. Amaranti Guru Vaya Taro Edesh. So in this way, the Brahmana started to preach Krishna consciousness and all the neighboring people, they became purified. And Lord Chaitanya, wherever he went, he told people the same thing. You go on preaching this Krishna consciousness, you preach to everyone, to chant, Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Hare Hare!
Hare
Lord Chaitanya, every morning he had the same program. He would get up early in the morning and do his prayers, do his japas, and he would take his morning bath. And then about 7 in the morning he would start off on his journey. He'd go and then by midday he'd stop in some other village. So, in this village where he was staying, at 7 in the morning he left off after finishing his morning duties. At that time, there was a leper called Vasudeva. The Vasudeva had heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come to the village and he wanted to see him. Now this, and get his blessing to be God conscious. Although he was a leper and he was suffering advanced stages of the disease, in fact, there were maggots that were eating his flesh. But he was already a self-realized soul. He knew he was not the body. He took all this as his karma, that he was suffering because of previous sinful activity. So there were maggots, worms, that were eating his flesh. He thought, this is their karma, they should eat me because I have done some sins. And when he see that worm would fall out from his flesh, he would think, the poor worm is falling out. He'd pick out and put back. Here, you just enjoy it. He's very detached. You cannot imagine it. We naturally, we're all attached to our bodies. And that type of renunciation is very, almost you can say, unheard of. So he came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he arrived about 15 minutes too late. About 7:15, 7:20. And he got there and he said, where is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He said, sorry, he's already gone. And he said, what? He's gone? No, no! Though I've come to see him, without seeing him, what is the use of my life? I needed his blessing. And he was like rolling in the ground. And he said, no, no, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when will I ever see you again? When will I see you? And he's rolling and just crying because he had so much sincere desire. Immediately, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. Nitai Gopivananti! Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki! Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki! So, Gauranga said, when Gauranga appeared, then Vasudeva couldn't believe it. And he suddenly was there and he offered his obeisances. And without waiting, Gauranga just picked him up and embraced him. And he said, no, no, don't touch me. But as soon as Gauranga touched him, he became cured. He became purified. Even his body, which had been rotten and eaten by worms, had become completely whole and restored. Gauranga! 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 Vasudeva, he said, what have you done? Now, by being healthy again, I'll become proud and I may develop sinful desires. Why have you done this? It's better. I was very humble and suffering like that. Now I'll be very proud and conceited that I become cured. He said, no, you continually chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And you tell everyone to chant. By this chanting, everyone can achieve all perfection in their life. So by constantly chanting and telling others to chant, you'll be protected from the contamination of the material world. Whatever blessing I give you now, you use this and you give Krishna consciousness to others. So Vasudeva offered his obeisances. When he looked up, Lord Chaitanya was gone. He had again returned to that place where he was walking. Lord Chaitanya is actually Krishna himself, but he came as a devotee, so he would never let anyone call him Krishna. He would never let anyone publicly say he was God. He would go, Vishnu, Vishnu, he never say such thing. Devotee can never be God. Devotee is always devotee. But we know from Veda and Quran that Krishna himself said, I will come as a bhakta. In disguise. To teach what is bhakti. Professor is teaching by personal example. Prabhupada used the example, sometimes teacher is taking the chalk and writing on the board, you write like this. Like that, Krishna is coming as devotee to show you want to do Krishna bhakti, this is how to do it. If Krishna, the Supreme, wants to show what is bhakta, he becomes his own best devotee. One time Krishna Chaitanya was going as a school child. He was going into the forest with his friend Jagadananda Pandit. And actually so that Krishna could take the mood of devotee, he took the color of Radharani and the mood of Radharani, who is the greatest devotee. Therefore, although he is Krishna, he is golden color. And although he is Krishna, he is always in devotional mood. He is not in an Ishwara mood. He is in a Bhakta mood. So he was running in the forest in Navadvip, in the holy land of Navadvip. There all the holy places are existing. There's the holy river Alakananda. Ganga is also represented there. And by the side of that Alakananda, there is also Kashi, Vishwanath. There's a Harihakshetra there. On the opposite side, there's a beautiful forest. In that forest, they were running, and there was one parrot, Sukapakshi. It's called parrot in Sanskrit. Sukapakshi. So, when Lord Chaitanya saw the, Lord Chaitanya is known as Gauranga because He is golden color. Gaura means golden, Anga is body. So he saw that Sukhapaki, he said, oh, you are not different than Sukadeva, the great Pandit. Please give us, tell us about Radha and Krishna. I want to hear from your lips about Radha and Krishna, oh you great parrot Pandit, parrot Rishi. But then the parrot started to chant, Gaura Gaura, what did he chant? Gaura Gaura,
Gaura Gaura,
Gaura Gaura,
Gaura Gaura,
Gaura Gaura,
Gaura Gaura.
And Lord Chaitanya covered his ears, no, no, I don't want to hear that. I want to hear Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna. You tell me Radha Krishna's name. But again the parrot starts to dance and chant, Gaura Gaura!
Gaura
Gaura!
Gaura
Gaura!
Gaura Gaura!
Again Lord Chaitanya is covering his ears. No, no. Why don't you chant the names of Radha and Krishna? And the parrot replied, if you want to chant the names of Radha and Krishna, you chant the names of Radha and Krishna. But for me, Radha and Krishna have now come in the form of Gaura. So I simply want to chant, Gaura, Gaura!
Gaura, Gaura!
Gaura, Gaura!
Gaura, Gaura!
Gaura, Gaura! So then Jagannath Pandit saw it, watched it and ran off, covering his ears. No, no, I don't want to hear it. Although many could recognize rishis, sages, pandits, they could recognize that Lord Chaitanya was actually this avatar predicted. But generally, he never let anyone address him like that. Neither did he appreciate it. Because he was in the mood of researching bhakti, personal research, and giving bhakti to others. So by his mercy today, of course we know this mystery was revealed after he left. So now we can know that this coming of Krishna has given this blessing to the world. Even in the Brahma Vaivarta Purana mentions, many Puranas it mentions how there will be a time when the holy name will fill the whole world. And there will be a golden age for 10,000 years. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come and given this Yuga Dharma to chant the holy names. When he met the Shankaracharya, he said that because the Shankaracharya took actually sannyasa, he took his initiation from the Vaishnava Sampradaya Madhva line. But he took sannyasa, at that time there was no Vaishnava sannyasa in North India. He took it from the Shankara line. So although he always preached bhakti, but he was technically taken sannyas in Shankara school. So Shankaracharya was in Banaras and he asked him, not the original Shankara, but one of the others, asked him, why is it you're chanting in the streets? Why don't you study Vedanta Sutra? So then he explained that in this age of Kali, my guru told me that I should chant the holy name. Actually, the Brahma Vaivarta, Brihadaranyaka Purana states, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Namaiva Kevalam. Kalova Nasteva, 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 Dajiranyaka. So chant the holy names, chant the holy names, chant the holy names. This is the only way, the only way, the only way to Kali Yuga. There's no other alternative. So all these other things are not going to be successful. The Shastra says we should chant the holy name. This is the practical means to achieve perfection. So this is what I am doing, and by the blessing of Guru, I am experiencing love for Krishna. So this is our program by Lord Chaitanya's mercy. He's advising everyone to follow this advice of the Vedas to chant, Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Hare Hare!
Hare Hare!
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama,
Rama Rama,
Hare Hare. So I want to thank start chanting, all glories to your service. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki
jai,
Krishna Balaram ki
jai,
Nitai Gopri Manam ki
jai.